إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I would like to welcome all of you once again. As we mentioned before, tonight insha'Allah ta'ala here at Masjid al-Tawheed, Saturday night, we're going to talk about the importance of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أهميه الذكر وفضله. أهميه الذكر وفضله. The importance of the remembrance of Allah and the virtue of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our noble scholars, when you look at their work, whether in their books, in their lectures, or in their khutab of Jumu'ah, or in their sermons of Na'id, you will find them dealing with this topic. There is material, alhamdulillah, available. If somebody wants to learn about the remembrance of Allah, there is many lectures, many Friday sermons and khutab that has been given by many of our noble scholars. So therefore it wasn't difficult for me to bring something and share with you. It wasn't difficult to find something, but it was difficult to choose from the so many lectures. That's why, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all success and tawfiq, but I choose to read from a book, because so that it be as a reference for you. If I just compile from the works of a couple of ulama, then it will become difficult for you, brothers and sisters, to refer to that. So that's why I choose to read from a book. I don't know if this book is translated in English, but at least it is a book, alhamdulillah. So those who know Arabic can refer to it. Those who don't know, I may incite them to be more serious in learning Arabic, inshallah ta'ala. And that book is Fiqh al-Ad'iyah wal-Adhkar. Fiqh al-Ad'iyah wal-Adhkar بقلم عبد الرزاق بن عبد المحسن البدر الجزء الأول القسم الأول. This is a book that is written by the Shaykh الدكتور عبد الرزاق, the son of عبد المحسن البدر حفظهم الله. فقه الأدعية والأذكار. In this book he will give us the understanding, the correct understanding of supplications and those adhkar. We are, alhamdulillah, we supplicate, we invoke Allah, jazakallah khair, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we say the adhkar, whether the adhkar after the salat, because after the salat we say adhkar. When we wake up in the morning we say adhkar. There are adhkar and supplication of the morning. There are supplications of the evening. There are supplications for every moment in our lives, every occasion in our lives. When you put on your clothes, there is a supplication. When you take off your clothes, there is a supplication. Before you eat, there is a supplication. When you finish, there is a supplication. Even if you forget to make a supplication, there is a supplication for that. Before you go to the bathroom, there is a supplication. When you exit the bathroom, there is a supplication. Before you ride your car, or your horse, or your camel, there is a supplication. There is supplication when it rains. There is supplication when you see a new moon. There is supplication when you see the wind. It's amazing. There is supplication when you see something you like. There is supplication when you see something you don't like. There is supplication when you have a newborn baby, when you get married, la ilaha illallah. There is supplication for everything. And this is the life of the Muslim. The Muslim is always connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly appreciate and give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His endless bounties and favors upon us. So this book here is a very important book, Fiqh al-Ad'iyya. It's not enough to just memorize them and say them, but you gotta understand what they mean. What they mean. They contain beautiful meanings. They contain nutrients, food for our life, for our souls and our hearts. As the Shaykh says in this book, the same way the body need food. If you are kept somewhere in a room, enclosed in a room, and no food was given to you, no drink, no water, no juice, you may die. But first you gotta get sick, get dizzy, you get sick because you get weak, because you don't have no food in your stomach. You get sick, and then you get weak, can't move, can't do anything, can't help others, can't even help yourself. And if that continues, you may die. But what about the hearts that are kept away from the remembrance of Allah? They get sick too. Hearts get sick. Hearts away from the remembrance of Allah. They don't remember Allah in the morning. They wake up, they don't even say the supplication of waking up. They wake up and go the whole day, no remembrance of Allah. They go to sleep and put their heads on a pillow, and they go to sleep, don't even remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day after day, their hearts and their soul away from the food, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart becomes sick, gets weak and weaker and weaker. And what can you really expect from a heart that is sick, a heart that is weak, a heart that may die one day? So therefore it is very important for us to understand the importance of this matter, this subject. This is Islam. This is Salafiyya. This is the Sunnah. We cannot just be Muslims by affiliation, or claim to be upon the Sunnah, or claim to be upon Salafiyya, but we have to practice Islam. And we have to practice the Sunnah. And we have to practice the Salafiyya and the methodology and the principle of Salafiyya. It's not enough to just be affiliated to a masjid that is Salafi masjid. Unless and until we benefit from the program and the classes that are given and held in that masjid. And until we are sincere, and everyone check himself when he comes to this point, sincerity. Only Allah knows what's in the hearts of the people. And we have to take advantage of the opportunity when being in a community when the Tawheed is the main and primary subject and matter that is taught. Likewise, what contradicted and negated from shirk, whether the major shirk or the minor shirk, and what increase the Tawheed, what decrease it, and the like. So it's very important for us to take advantage of these opportunities. So, like I said, I choose to read from this book so that becomes as a point of reference. And also for me, inshallah ta'ala, and for us all as a community here, that we may go back to this book, inshallah ta'ala, and read more from it because of the importance of the titles and the sections that are contained in this book. Just to give you a little history of this book actually is, in reality, it was classes that was given by the Shaykh in the Quran radio station in Saudi Arabia. There is a radio station of Quran, they call Quran station, and beside the Quran they do, the ulama, they participate and give classes. And these are always classes, alhamdulillah. And they were so beneficial that the Shaykh himself said in the introduction that some of the scholars, the mashayikh, and many students of knowledge and other people, they constantly asked the Shaykh if he could put these classes into a book. Because it's easy to have a book. And that's what the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala did. And he reviewed it and he sent the copy to one of our eminent scholars of his time, our Shaykh Al-Walid Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz Rahimahullah Ta'ala. The Shaykh, he praised the book, Shaykh Ibn Baz Rahimahullah Ta'ala, and make dua for the Shaykh and for the Muslims. أَهَمِّيَةُ الذِّكْرِ وَفَضْلُهُ. Now, the importance of the first section in this book, the importance of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His virtue. قال الشيخ حفظه الله غير خاف على كل مسلم أهمية الذكر وعظيم فائدته. It is not hidden for every Muslim the importance of the remembrance of Allah and the great benefits. إذ هو من أجل المقاصد وأنفع الأعمال المقربة إلى الله تعالى. That is because remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikrullah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considered from the greatest of all actions, the beneficial actions that get the servant closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرَةٍ وَرَغَّبَ بِهِ وَمَدَحَ أَهْلَهُ وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِمْ أَحْسَنَ الثَّنَاءِ وَعَطِيَبَهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded His servants to remember Him, to mention Him a lot in the Qur'an. In many places in the Qur'an you will find ayats containing the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to remember Him much. Allah tells us the benefits and the reward that has prepared for those who remember Him much. Likewise, you find in the ayats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praising those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way. From those ayats, the Shaykh selected a couple of verses. For instance, the ayah 41 in Surah Al-Ahzab. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Allah addressing the believers. O you who believe, remember Allah in remembrance. Not just any type of remembrance, but remember Allah a lot. Dhikran kathira. Remember Allah a lot. Not just once a while, but all time. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى كَمَا فِي سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ Verse 200. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أو أشد ذكرى. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in verse 200, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing His faithful servants, those who made the Hajj, and upon finishing the manasik, the rites of the Hajj. So when you have accomplished your manasik, and the manasik related to the Hajj, meaning tawaf and sa'i, and after you stand in Arafat, you spend the night in Muzdalifah, you go to Mina, you travel to Jamrat al-Aqaba, shave the head, and slaughter the sacrifice, and go to make the tawaf al-Hajj, and the Sa'i al-Hajj for those who didn't make the Sa'i, and also going back to Mina and throwing the three Jamarats. So once the people finish this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so when you have accomplished your manasik, remember Allah as you remember your forefathers, or with a far more remembrance. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, verse 191, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ, this is the mudari of the verb. يَذْكُرُونَ, those who remember Allah always and in prayers. standing, sitting, and laying down on their sides in all of their affairs. And think deeply about the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Lord, You have not created all this without purpose. Glory to You. Exalted are You above all that they associate with You as partners. Give us salvation from the torment of the fire. Also in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 35, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned the Muslims, men and women, and the believing men and women, and those who are obedient to Allah, and those who give charity, and those who fast, and the like, in the end of this ayah, Allah says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Those men and women who remember Allah much, men and women who remember Allah much, Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. قال الشيخ فأمر تعالى في هذه الآيات بذكره بالكثرة. After presenting these verses, the Shaykh حفظه الله, Shaykh Abdul Razzaq al-Abbasi, said, Allah, this ayat contains the command of Allah that he should be remembered very much. That he should be remembered very much. وَذَلِكَ لِشِدَّةِ حَاجَةِ الْعَبْدِ إِلَى ذَلِكَ وَافْتِقَارِهِ إِلَيْهِ آدَمَ الْافْتِقَارِ. Now, the hikmah and the reason why we were commanded to remember Allah much is not because Allah is in need for that. If He is not remembered, that something may be missing from His kingdom. Or if He is remembered much, that will increase in His kingdom. Hasha. Hasha lillah. Now, it's not the case. Allah commands us with that which is good for us and beneficial for us.
Sit right here and don't move, please.
We are the one who are in dire need of that, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَدَمِ اسْتِغْنَائِهِ عَنْهُ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. We cannot do without the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot be upright and be safeguarded and protected from all types of evil without us remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. فَأَيُّ لَحْظَةٍ خَلَى فِيهَا الْعَبْدُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ لَا لَهُ وَكَانَ خُسْرَانُهُ فِيهَا أَعْظَمُ مِمَّا رَبِحَ فِي غَفْلَتِهِ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَنَدِمَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ نَدَمًا شَدِيدًا عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. In the Shaykh حفظه تعالى, he says, any moment that go by a servant and a servant does not remember Allah in it, it will be against him, not for him. And any moment of our lives that go by and we do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it, we have lost those moments. They are lost. And even though that a person may be doing something and gain something, but that which that person has lost by not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a great loss. And on the day of it, why? Because that person was heedless from the remembrance of Allah. Heedless from the remembrance of Allah. And on the day of a judgment, the person will have a great sorrow and regret when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the moments that he or she has spent without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَشَيْءُ بِشَيْءِ يُذْكَى. Now, when I mention this, I remember one of the statements of our beloved Shaykh, Shaykh Hassan al-Banna, hafidhahu Allah. When he's in his recent visit with us a couple of months ago, and he mentioned the ayah when Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail, his son, they were raising the foundation of the Kaaba. While they were raising the foundation, the Shaykh says, and that's a hard work, it's not easy. They are building the foundation rocks and stones and heavy stones and some serious work. What they were saying? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept from us. They supplicating to Allah. They remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh said, we benefit from this, that if you're doing some hard work, remember Allah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're doing hard work. The Shaykh, he mentioned, if you remember, he said some people are of their ignorance. What they do when they're doing some hard work, they put on some music. Wal'iyadu billah. They said, this is going to make it easy for us. Or they were talking about sports. And they said, this is going to make the job easy and the day go faster. And that's a big mistake. Our example is Anbiya'ullah. That's the best example for us to follow. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the rest of the prophets and the messengers, especially Ulul Azm. Ulul Azm. And who are Ulul Azm? Who remember? Nuh, Inam, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad alayhim salatu wasalam. So it's very important for us. While you're driving, you can remember Allah. Because remembering Allah is easy. While you're walking, you can remember Allah. While you're climbing the mountain, your day off, you're enjoying the landscape, you remember Allah. Don't be talking about people. Guess what, guess this, guess that. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's good for you. You're waiting to pay a bill and you're in a line, remember Allah. Don't worry about who's that and who's here and who left. Remember Allah. That's the transaction He wants to be doing at that moment. Our sisters, if they are in the kitchen cooking, remember Allah while you're cooking. It's going to make it easy for you. While you're doing dishes, while you're folding the laundry. I know it's difficult, especially if you can't keep up with the children. But it says it. I know. But if you remember Allah, it's going to make it easy. You're gonna finish the pile, and you're like, what happened to the laundry? Now what happened? Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy. قال الشيخ حفظه الله بل لقد ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في شعب الإيمان البيهقي والحلية لأبي نعيم من حديث أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من ساعة تمر بابن آدم لا يذكر الله تعالى فيها إلا تحسر عليها يوم القيامة. الحديث حسنه الإمام الألباني رحمه الله تعالى في صحيح الجامع رقم 5720. 5720. In this hadith, the Shaykh says of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is found in Shu'ab al-Iman of al-Bayhaqi, and also the book al-Hilya, the Abi Nu'aym, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha. And this hadith, by the way, is declared to be Hassan by Imam al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala in Sahih al-Jami', hadith number 5720, on the authority of Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma min sa'ati, there is not a moment, because in the text when you find the sa'ah, sa'ah literally mean an hour, 60 minutes, literally, sa'ah mean 1 hour. But also in the Arabic language, the sa'ah mean a moment, a period of time. It could be an hour or more or less. So there is not a moment that go by the son of Adam, and whether he or she does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that moment, except that they will regret on Yawm al-Qiyam that moment. May Allah make us better, ya akhwan. Amen. How many moments we have wasted in our lives wondering what I'm going to do instead of remembering Allah. how many moments we're talking about people. We're reading magazines or newspapers that have no benefit. And it's easy for us. Some people, subhanAllah, they spend hours reading fiction books, reading newspapers, but then talking, hours talking about sports, no problem, it gets better. They love it, they enjoy it. And where is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah forgive us and protect us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid us and make it easy for us to remember Him much. قال الشيخ والسنة مليئة بالأحاديث الدالة على فضل الذكر ورفيع قدره وعلو مكانته وكثرة عوائده وفوائده على الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. لأن الشيخ حفظه تعالى أو بلوغ الشيخ الدكتور عبد الرزاق بن عبد المحسن بن بدر حفظهم الله, he says many are the narrations from the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that are a proof to the virtue of the remembrance of Allah and rafi'i qadrihi, and the highness of the virtue of remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the status of remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kathrati awa'idihi wa fawa'idihi ala dhakirin Allah kathirin wa dhakirat. Many are the texts from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that shows clearly the great benefits that Allah has prepared and the great reward that Allah has prepared for those who remember Allah much, from men and women. فقد أخرج الترمذي وابن ماجه والحاكم وقال صحيح الإسناد ووافقه الذهبي عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أنبئكم بخير أعمالكم وأزكاها عند مليككم وأرفعها في درجاتكم وخير لكم من إنفاق الذهب والورق, الورق والفضة, وخير لكم من أن تلقوا عدوكم فتضربوا أعناقهم ويضربوا أعناقكم. قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. قال ذكر الله. والحديث في سنن الترمذي وابن ماجه والمستدرك للحاكم وصححه الألباني في صحيح الجامع حديث رقم 2629. Then the Shaykh mentioned this hadith that is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah in their Sunan and al-Hakim in their Mustadrak. And al-Hakim says this hadith has a sound chain of narration, and Imam al-Dhahabi agreed with him, rahimahumullah, on the authority of Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not inform you about the best of your deeds, the purest of all of them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if you perform them, it will raise you in levels. And those deeds that are better for you than spending gold and silver, better for you than spending gold and silver. Shall I not inform you about these deeds that are better for you than when you meet your enemies and you strike their necks and they strike yours? Sahaba says, of course, O Messenger of Allah, we would love to know these deeds. These are the best deeds. What are they? What is that? This dhikrullah, Allah, remembrance of Allah, better than spending gold and silver. And all of the things I mentioned in the hadith. And the hadith is authenticated by Imam al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala in Sahih al-Jami' hadith number 2629. وروى مسلم في صحيحه رحمه الله من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال سبق المفردون, سبق المفردون. قالوا وما المفردون يا رسول الله؟ قال الذاكرون الله كثيرا والذاكرات. والحديث في صحيح مسلم برقم 2676. In صحيح مسلم and the hadith number 2676, On the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سبق المفردون. المفردون, these are type of people. And they do certain things, that's why they called المفردون. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to tell us who are they. Who are these مفردون? He said, the مفردون are ahead of others. They way in the front. They surpass others. The Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim, they didn't know who are these people who are ahead of others. Mufarridun. قالوا وما المفردون يا رسول الله. He said, who are these مفردون? O Messenger of Allah. He says, الذاكرون الله كثيرا والذاكرات. They are those who remember Allah much. All time. They remember Allah a lot, whether they be men or women. وروى البخاري رحمه الله تعالى عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه مثل الحي والميت. الحديث رواه البخاري رقم 6407. In this hadith, the Imam al-Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى brought in his Sahih, hadith number 6407, on the authority of Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of the one who remember his Lord and the one who does not remember his Lord is like the example of the one who is alive and the one who is dead. Subhanallah. The example of the one who remembers Allah, remembers his Lord, his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who does not remember his Rabb, his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like the one who is dead, and the one who is alive, and the one who is dead. قال والأحاديث في هذا الباب كثيرة. ولعل من المناسب هنا والحديث ماض بنا في فضل الذكر أن ألخص بعد ما ذكره أهل العلم من فوائد لذكر الله تعالى يجنيها الذاكرون في حياتهم الدنيا ويوم القيامة. The Sheikh says, Sheikh Abdul Razzaq حفظه الله, many after he mentioned this ahadith, some of the ahadith says, but the ahadith are many that highlight the virtue and the importance of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said that perhaps it is important and conducive at this moment to, since we're talking about the virtue of the remembrance of Allah, to summarize for you some of the that which the people of knowledge, the scholars, have mentioned pertaining to the virtue of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the benefits that those who remember Allah much will harvest in their life, in this life and on the day of judgment. قال ومن أحسن ما من رأيته تكلم في هذا الموضوع وجمع أطرافه ولما شتاته الإمام العلامة ابن القيم رحمه الله في كتابه العظيم الوابل الصيب من الكلم الطيب. وهو مطبوع طبعات كثيرة ومتداول بين أهل العلم وطلابه. Then the Shaykh says, and from the best of all works of the scholars pertaining to this matter, this topic, the importance of the remembrance of Allah and the virtue of the remembrance of Allah, from all of those ulama that they have gathered these benefits in the best way, is al-Imam al-Allama ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahimahullah, in his great book al-Wabil al-Sayyib min al-Kalim al-Tayyib. The Shaykh says this book has been printed and edited many times, and it is taught and studied by the people of knowledge and by the students of knowledge. فقد قال رحمه الله في كتابه المذكور صفحة 84. And then he says, may Allah have mercy on him, meaning on Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, since he said in the same book that we have mentioned, in page 84 of that book, Al-Wabil al-Sayyib min al-Kalim al-Tayyib, he said, and now he's going to bring us the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. قال وفي الذكر أكثر من مئة فائدة. He says there are more than 100 benefits for the remembrance of Allah. SubhanAllah. There are more than 100 benefits. Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned more. He said there are more than 100 benefits from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله ثم أخذ يعدد فوائد الذكر فذكر ما يزيد على 70 فائدة. He said in that book Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى he began to enumerate and to mention benefit after benefit, benefit after benefit of the remembrance of Allah, and he mentioned more than 70 benefits. He mentioned in his book more than 70 benefits for the remembrance of Allah. كل واحدة منها بمفردها كافية لحفظ النفوس وتحريك الهمم للاشتغال بالذكر كيف وقد اجتمعت تلك الفوائد الكثار والعوائد الغزار والأمر فوق ما يصفه الواصفون ويعده العادون. In the Shaykh says, though Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned over 70 benefits for the remembrance of Allah, every one of them by itself is enough. Every one of them by itself is enough to incite us. But those among us who want good for themselves, to get busy with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially that with the remembrance of Allah, even though it is promised, Allah has promised a lot of benefits, but we don't know. We don't know really what Allah has prepared for us. We can't perceive the good that Allah has prepared for us because we don't know what's in Jannah. None of us been in Jannah. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us a lot. But then that's why the Shaykh mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Sajda. The ayah 17 in Surah Al-Sajda. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In the verse number 17, no person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله ولعلي أذكر لك أخي المسلم هنا فائدة واحدة من فوائد الذكر مما ذكره رحمه الله على أن أستكمل لك بعض هذه الفوائد إن شاء الله مع وصيتي لك باقتناء الكتاب المذكور والانتفاع به فهو حقا كتاب عظيم النفع كبير الفائدة. إن الشيخ I'm going to just bring to you one benefit from those many benefits that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى has mentioned in his book. Even though the Shaykh in later on he's going to mention more benefits, he says, but I'm going to bring to you now just one, as though the Shaykh is giving us a sample. You know how sometimes a good merchant, if he know and sure that his merchandise is good, what he do? He put out some samples, and as soon as the people they see the samples, they want more. So the Shaykh is giving us a sample, ya akhwan. Here he says one benefit, inshaAllah ta'ala, will incite you to read the others so that you can get the book if you don't have it. فمن من فوائد الذكر أنه يطرد الشيطان ويقمعه ويكسره. He says from the many benefits of the remembrance of Allah, from the many benefits of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that remembrance of Allah chase away the shaitan. Allahu Akbar. Humiliate the shaitan. The shaitan is humiliated. SubhanAllah. يقول الله تعالى. And did he mention an ayah in Surah Al-Zukhruf? Ayah 36 in Surah Al-Zukhruf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. And whosoever turns away blindly from the remembrance of Allah, the Most Gracious, meaning from the Quran and worship of Allah, we appoint for him a shaitan, a devil, to be a qareen, a companion to him. Subhanallah. And what would you think about someone that the shaitan is his companion? Shaitan ya'mur bil fahsha' wa bil munkar. Shaitan commands with evil, with bad, while Allah commands with good. Also, he mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 201. قال الله تعالى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَذَكَّرُوا. شفت؟ تذكروا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Verily those who are al-muttaqoon, the pious, when an evil thought comes to them from shaitan, from Satan, they remember Allah. Look at the remembrance of Allah. They remember Allah, and indeed they then see aright. Things become clear to them. Evil thought comes to them, they want to do something bad, they want to plan to do something very bad, then they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they see clear now. وثبت في مسند الإمام أحمد وسنن الترمذي ومسدرك الحاكم وغيرها بإسناد صحيح من حديث الحارث الأشعري عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال. Then the Shaykh mentioned in the hadith that is affirmed and established in Musnad of Imam Ahmad and Sunan al-Tirmidhi and the Mustadrak of Imam al-Hakim, and other than them with a chain of narration that is sound, authentic isnad, from the hadith of al-Harith al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَمَرَ يَحْيَى بْنِ زَكَرِيَّا بِخَمْسِ كَلِمَاتٍ أَنْ يَعْمَلَ بِهَا وَيَأْمُرَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنْ يَعْمَلُوا بِهَا وَإِنَّهُ كَادَ أَنْ يُبَطِّئَ بِهَا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Yahya, the son of Zakariya, with five words, five things, to act upon them himself, and to command the children of Israel to act upon them as well. وَإِنَّهُ كَادَ أَنْ يُبَطِّئَ بِهَا. He almost delayed acting upon it immediately. فَقَالَ لَهُ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. So Isa عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ said to him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكَ بِخَمْسِ كَلِمَاتٍ لِتَعْمَلَ بِهَا وَتَأْمُرَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَنْ يَعْمَلُوا بِهَا. He said, indeed, he said to him, indeed Allah has commanded you with five things, that you act upon them, and you command the children of Israel to act upon them. فَإِمَّا أَن تَأْمُرَهُمْ وَإِمَّا أَن آمُرَهُمْ. He said to him, whether you go ahead and command them, or I will do so. فَقَالَ يَحْيَى. يَحْيَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ said, أَخْشَى إِن سَبَقْتَنِي بِهَا أَن يُخْسَفَ بِي أَوْ أُعَذَّبْ. Then Yahya said to him, I'm afraid if you beat me to it, Allah may cause the air to swallow me, or I may be punished because of that. فَجَمَعَ النَّاسَ فِي بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ فَامْتَلَأَ الْمَسْجِدِ وَقَعَدُوا عَلَى الشُّرَفِ. So then Yahya alayhi salam gathered the people in Bayt al-Maqdis, the masjid was filled, the people they sat on the balconies and on the walls, it was filled. فَقَالْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنِي بِخَمْسِ كَلِمَاتٍ أن أعمل بهن وآمركم أن تعملوا بهن. الحديث. And then he said to them, indeed Allah has commanded me to with five things that I should act upon them myself and to command you to act upon them as well. The hadith in al-Musnad of Imam Ahmad, as we mentioned, صححه العلامة الألباني في صحيح الجامع. Hadith رقم 1724. And this hadith has been authenticated by Imam al-Albani رحمه الله تعالى in صحيح الجامع. Hadith number 1724. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله فذكر أمرهم بالتوحيد والصلاة والصيام والصدقة ثم ذكر الخامسة. Then he commanded them that Allah command them with tawheed. These are the five things. And salat, and fasting, and sadaqah. These are four. And then he mentioned the fifth one. قَالَ وَآمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. We finish after the adhan, inshaAllah ta'ala. نعم, تفضل بارك الله فيك. So he commanded them with tawheed, that Allah has commanded them with tawheed, salat, the prayers, fasting, and sadaqah, charity. ثم ذكر الخامسة. And then he mentioned to them the fifth command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَآمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. He said, and I command you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ مَثَلُ ذَلِكَ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ خَرَجَ الْعَدُوُّ فِي أَثَرِهِ سِرَاعًا حتى إذا أتى على حصن حصين فأحرز نفسه منهم كذلك العبد لا يحرز نفسه من الشيطان إلا بذكر الله تعالى إلى آخر هذا الحديث العظيم. And he said to them, and I command you, this is the fifth one, I command you with the remembrance of Allah, that you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Yahya said to them, to the children of Israel, he said to them, indeed the example of the one who remembers Allah is like a man who's running from the enemy. He's running from an enemy. And the enemy is catching up quickly to that person. But that person gets into a fortress, strong fortress. And therefore, he was safe from that enemy that was chasing him. He said, likewise, a slave of Allah cannot be save from the shaitan and his plots except through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the fortress. Because shaitan is always after us, ya akhwan. Shaitan is always after us. He's an enemy to us. Allah says, huwa adu. Allah tells us that the shaitan is a adu, is an enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Treat him as so, as an enemy. Don't befriend the shaitan. Take him as an enemy. And you run. Especially if you can't face the enemy. The shaitan, well, you don't see him. You don't see the shaitan. So how we be away from the shaitan and safe from it? To the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وقد وصف العلامة ابن القيم رحمه الله هذا الحديث بأنه حديث عظيم الشأن وينبغي لكل مسلم حفظه وتعقله. سيد الإمام ابن القيم العلامة ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى has mentioned that this hadith is a great hadith. It's a great hadith, contains many benefits. It is incumbent upon us to memorize it, to understand it, and to act upon it. قال فهذا الحديث مشتمل على فضيلة عظيمة للذكر. شيخ عبد الرزاق العباد حفظه تعالى he said this hadith contains a great virtue for the remembrance of Allah. أنه يطرد الشيطان وينجي منه. Because the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chase the shaitan away. Keep him away and save from the plots of the shaitan. وأنه يعني ذكر الله بمثابة الحسن الحصين والحرز المكين الذي لا يحرز العبد نفسه من هذا العدو اللدود إلا به. He says, and remembrance of Allah is like a strong fortress, a fort that is strong. And a strong shelter, safe shelter. And there is no way that the person will protect himself from this imminent enemy, which is the shaitan, except to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahadi, you can't fight the shaitan. What, are you going to knock him out? Can't do that. Can't stab him. Can't get rid of him. So this is how we do it. Through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وهذه لا ريب فضيلة عظيمة للذكر. He said, and this is no doubt is a great virtue for the remembrance of Allah. ولهذا يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله, and for this ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى said, فلو لم يكن في الذكر إلا هذه الخصلة الواحدة لكان حقيقا بالعبد ألا يفتر لسانه من ذكر الله تعالى وأن لا يزال لهجا بذكره فإنه لا يحرز نفسه من عدو إلا بالذكر ولا يدخل عليه العدو إلا من باب الغفلة فهو يرصده فإذا غفل وثب عليه وافترسه وإذا ذكر الله تعالى انخنس عدو الله وتصاغر وانقمع حتى يكون كالوسع وكالذباب ولهذا سمي الوسواس الخناس أي يوسوس في الصدور فإذا ذكر الله أو فإذا ذكر الله تعالى خنس أي كفه قبل. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى in his beautiful statements he says if there is no benefit for the remembrance of Allah except this one, except this single one right here, which is that the remembrance of Allah keep the shaitan away from you, humiliate the shaitan, and it is a fortress, strong fortress for you from the plots and the wickedness and the evil of the shaitan. Said if there is no benefits from all of the other benefits, if there is no other benefit except for this one, that will be enough that a person, that a servant of Allah, his tongue will never cease and stop from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that a person will constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that he will protect himself and she will protect herself from the enemy. And there is no other way to protect ourselves from this enemy, the shaitan, except through the remembrance of Allah. Then the Shaykh he mentioned, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi, says the enemy, the shaitan, enters upon a person from a door and a gate that is called ghafla, heedlessness, negligence. That's the gate. That's where the shaitan comes in. قال فهو يرصده. The shaitan keep his eyes on a person. on the believer. Watch him closely. فَإِذَا غَفَلَ, once the person become negligent and don't remember Allah, وَثَبَ عَلَيْهِ, he jump on him. لا إله إلا الله. He's waiting. You think the shaitan is just wandering or randomly? No, he's waiting. He's waiting for a person. He's remembering Allah. He's waiting. He's patient. As soon as the person is negligent, heedless, not remembering Allah, the shaitan take advantage of that opportunity and wipe and jump on him. وَفْتَرَسَهُ, and devour him. وَلَيَعْدَ بِاللَّهِ. It's like a lion. Alright? He sees that there is a nice a cow or something, but there is a fence, a high fence. But there is that hole, you know, and that cow get close to it, the lion is waiting. As soon as that cow make that mistake and leave the wall, leave the area, what happened now? Okay, we all know what may happen. That lion is going to jump on it. The shaitan like that, likewise. قَالَ يَغْصُدُهُ, the shaitan, he's watching the believer, the Muslim who's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as he stops remembering Allah and he's heedless, غَافِل, negligent, he's not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shaitan strike. وَإِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, إِنْخَنَسَ عَدُوُ اللَّهُ وَتَصَغَرَ الْقَمَى. But once the believer is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shaitan is humiliated, belittled, and run away. Like the fly run away. See, the flies get on the food, you chase them, what they do? They run away. Likewise, the shaitan, when Allah is remembered and mentioned, he's humiliated, the shaitan is humiliated and run away like a fly. That's why it is called al-waswas. Al-Khannas. In Surah An-Nas, Allah mentioned the shaitan as al-waswas because he whispers, but also is al-Khannas. What do you mean al-Khannas? He runs away when Allah is mentioned and remembered. So he whispers in the breast and the chest of the people, but once Allah is remembered, he runs away. He's Khannas. Yes, sir. وقال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما, الشيطان جاثم على قلب ابن آدم فإذا سهى وغفل وسوس فإذا ذكر الله تعالى خنس. In the Wabil al-Sayyib, in page 72, Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى mentioned a statement of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما said, the shaitan is sitting on the heart of the children of Adam, of the son of Adam, waiting. So once the son of Adam is heedless and not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's when the shaitan began to whisper. But once that person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shaitan is humiliated and chased away. Then the Shaykh Hafidahullah says, فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَنْ يُعِيدَنَا مِنْ شَرِّ الشَّيْطَانِ وَشِرْكِهِ. Says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and save us from the evil of shaitan and his shirk. وَمِنْ هَمْزِهِ وَنَفْخِهِ وَنَفْثِهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ مُجِيبٌ خَرِيبٌ. We're going to stop here because we cannot read the whole book, but inshallah ta'ala, maybe in the upcoming weeks we may read inshallah ta'ala more, because the next chapter is, the Shaykh is still going to mention from the benefits. I'm just going to give you a preview, inshallah ta'ala, from the many benefits. أنه يجلب لقلب الذاكر الفرح والسرور والراحة والسكون والطمأنينة. The remembrance of Allah brings to the heart of that person joy, happiness, ease, serenity and tranquility. Likewise, from the benefits, يورثوا له ذكر الله له. SubhanAllah, Allah will mention you. You remember Allah, Allah will mention you in a better gathering than yours. Likewise, from the benefits, يحط الخطايا ويذهبها وينجي الذاكر من عذاب الله. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through that, Allah wipe out their evil deeds and their sins. and raise them levels. And remembrance of Allah save from the punishment in the hellfire. Likewise, from the many benefits, أَنَّهُ يَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْعَطَاءِ وَالثَّوَابِ وَالْفَضْلِ مَا يَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ, that the reward that Allah has prepared and promised those who remember Him much is more than any reward given for any other deeds. SubhanAllah. And with all that, the Shaykh says, فَهُوَ خَفِيفٌ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ وَحَرَكَةَ اللِّسَانِ خَفِيفَةً, and the move that you do with your tongue is so easy on you. If you move your hand 100 times, you get tired or not. Some of us cannot even make one move 120 times and they get tired. But you can move your tongue 1,000 times and don't get no tired, subhanAllah. Very wrong. You can run and you want to climb a mountain and you can go for a couple miles and you get tired. But you can go for miles and thousands of miles remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you get nothing but better, alhamdulillah, because it brings you joy and ease. So it's very important for us to remember these things, akhwan. This is only a preview, but there is so many. There is ghirasul jannah. There is some supplication that you say and Allah will plant a tree for you in the jannah, in nakhla. There are certain supplications you say, Allah build a house, a palace for you in the Jannah. Talking about trying to get some money and asking if guidance is halal, la riba is okay. Man, you say some supplication, you get a palace in the Jannah. Man, forget about Stone Mountain. In the Jannah, ya akhwan. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from al-dhakirin, Allah kathirun al-dhakirat. Jazakum Allah khayran, barakallahu feekum, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa sallallahu wa sallama ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.